Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. It's time for Red Hill Saluki football here on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy The 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
Good evening, Dog Nation. Welcome to Friday Night Lights back here at the Dog Pound. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, it was a beautiful day today. Started to warm up a little bit, though. It's hot, a little muggy out tonight, but not too bad. It's beautiful. The field looks good. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Pink out. Everybody's wearing their pink.
Pink out. The football field has the pink ribbons on both sides. The players have pink socks. And this is October, what, the 5th? It's just a little bit warm for October the 5th. That's, when I was in high school, I remember October the 5th, you had a sweatshirt or jacket on, probably, but that was away last century.
Yeah, and Mother Nature, she can't make up her mind for some reason.
I mean, right back then, I don't think anybody's talking about global warming or anything like that, so.
Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Well, Rob, tonight, Saluki's coming in 5-1. Marshall coming in at 4-2, lost their last two games to Paris and Olney, I believe we just said. And I believe it's going to be a tough matchup again, probably the last tough matchup on the schedule for the Salukis.
Well, Casey's going to be a tough matchup, too. But Marshall's going through some time right now where they've had several injuries. Some of the players are walking off the field, a couple of them on crutches and knee braces and things. And one of them, their starting quarterback, from the beginning of the year, plus they lost their probable starting quarterback with Marcus Downs, who moved to Casey. But they've lost to Paris last week 49-14 and lost to only 2 weeks ago 50-14, so they've allowed 99 points in the last 2 weeks, so they struggled that way, and probably some offensive trying to see what they can get going.
And last week, Drew Moore breaking multiple records, mm-hmm. School record rushing yards, and I believe most touchdowns in a game, wasn't it?
I don't know about that. I think he had 3 touchdowns.
Or was it single-game rushing yards?
Single-game rushing yards, 277 previous, set by Joey Carmichael in 2005. I think it was 269. So he had 203 at halftime, so he only needed 213 to get to the all-time rushing record. But that first play, he ran 60 yards for a score. So we let sideline on the other sideline know that he was about 7 yards short of the single game record, and that's one of those things. If you're doing that one, you almost have to let him go for it, because if you don't get it, then you got to start over the next week. So,
yeah, and it would have been nice to get it on home field, like you said. And it's just something you can't, like Billy said last week, not going to hold him back.
Nope.
Just going to let him go out there, have fun, and get it done and over with,
yeah.
And just keep on trucking.
Not a lot of fanfare and everything like that. So, I don't feel a lot of that or anything like that. But, you know, that's they may wait till senior night next year.
And tonight for Pink Out Night, there is quite a few people here from looking out the windows here.
And standing on the sidelines.
I feel like there's more people here than there was for homecoming.
I think there may be, you know.
And, so, I mean, senior night next week, I expect probably even twice this much, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Everybody coming back. See the seniors off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, tonight, it's pink out. Everybody coming out to support breast cancer awareness. Some little cheerleaders down there, out there on the field.
Yeah, the grade school, younger ones, like the first kindergarten, probably up to fourth grade, maybe, out there with their pink pom-poms, gray T-shirts, and I think black pants and things like that. So they're dressed for the occasion also.
All right. We'll talk some more football when we come back. We're also going to hear from Coach Billy Gray, and we'll be right back after this commercial with Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to the Red Hill Saluki Football on the Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Here with Red Hill Saluki head coach Billy Gray. Coach, coming off a win against Blue Ridge, nice smooth win. They put up a little bit better of a fight than what I expected. Of course, I've never seen them play before, but they did really good offensively. They moved the ball really well.
Yeah, they did. They started out. We weren't ready for that, actually. You know, the kids were overlooking them a little bit. And once they woke the sleeping giant, we took control of that football game. I think they had maybe 110 yards of total offense. So they didn't move the ball too much, and we had some penalties that were penalties we're not used to getting in our conference, but those officials threw those flags anyway. So very pleased with the outcome of the game. It was a nice little road trip. Had a charter bus that was donated by a few businesses, and glad to go up there and get a win and stay healthy.
So now going into Marshall tonight, it's going to be a tough game. Marshall 4-2. They're usually pretty good offensively, not afraid to go to the air. But what do you expect from them this week?
Yeah, that's what we expect. You know, we've got really good run defense. Not too many people have ran the ball successfully against us. So I expect they'll try to go to the air. On the flip side of things, I know they've been hit with the injury bug this year, and I believe they're on their third-string quarterback. So that makes things a little tougher for them. And we've been preparing just like they're – the normal Marshall with the normal kids. We don't know what they've really got at this point, but you know, we're expecting them to try to throw the football, and we've worked hard on that this week, so we should be ready.
And offensively this week, are we still going to see mostly the same offense unit we've seen all year, or are we going to see any little bit of wildcat this week?
Yeah, you'll see basically what you saw last week. We'll run a little wildcat, and we'll run our typical wishbone and some run and shoot. Nothing really else in the playbook at this point, but I'm not saying it won't get there eventually.
And what is the word on Drake Allen? Will we see him anymore this regular season, or more likely to see him in the playoffs?
You know, we're hoping to have him back by the playoffs. He went to the doctor this week, and he's out for at this point for another 2 weeks. Goes back to the doctor in 2 weeks and see where he's at then. So definitely we hope to have him back, but you know, you obviously want a kid to get healthy after having a surgery like that. So health is far more important than a football game.
And as we saw at Blue Ridge, had a lineman in there running back. He was really plowing through the line and getting some good yardage. Will we see him back in the backfield this week?
No, we had, due to our low numbers, Will Stimler's who that was. We moved him to JV fullback, and that was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment decision to put him in there. We thought he could do it, and he did a fine job of it, but you won't see him back there this week.
And what will we see offensively? Will we see the regular four-man front, or are you going to throw a few more guys up there to stop their run game?
Defensively, yeah, we'll be in our typical four-man front, and you may see us in the 3-5 a little bit. We've been working a little bit of everything this week in preparation for the playoffs and the remaining two games after this one. But our typical defense and changing things up, throwing them different looks at different times, just hopefully disguising things a little better than what we have in the past.
All right, and that's head coach Billy Gray. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where it's still pregame here, brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, looking ahead of ourselves here in the pregame, what do you expect here for tonight's game against the Marshall Lions?
Well, from Red Hill's standpoint, I think offensive is probably the same thing, probably a lot of the wishbone, try to establish the running game and, you know, move the ball that way. Defensively, you know, the defense to me has been the biggest surprise. They've been better defensively than I thought they might have been at the beginning of the year. They're not as explosive offensively as they were last year, but they control the ball a little bit, and the defense has played very, very well, so I think that's the thing. I think Marshall may like to throw the ball around a little bit, so the defensive secondary could be tested quite a bit tonight.
And we haven't seen much passing game from the Salukis since probably Newton. We didn't see too much last week against Blue Ridge. Maybe a couple passes here and there. But against the Marshall Lions, they're probably going to be expecting Drew Moore and Volkman and I believe it was Cabins.
Cabins, yeah.
Cabins to run the ball tonight. So I'd kind of expect to see a little bit more passing, probably 75-25 on the passing running. And I just expect them to shake it up and throw Marshall off guard a little bit. Maybe see more Wildcat tonight.
They might. And I see Marshall's come back out of the field. There's about eight kids, players not dressed with uniform. They got their jerseys on, jeans.
And they've been hitting the
couple of crutches and different things. So they've been hit by the injury bug, not just for a game or so, but a lot of times season ending. And that's difficult for anybody.
And earlier in the week, whenever I did the pregame interview, saw Drake Allen back out at practice, hanging out with the guys and everybody on the sideline. And as I was talking to Billy, he's expecting him, hopefully, back by playoffs. But he said he goes back to the doctor in 2 weeks to get checked out and hopefully cleared. So hopefully within the next few weeks we'll see Drake Allen, but it is good to see him back out
right
on the field.
Definitely right. He's been the quarterback for the first four games. Gannon Gaither's done a very good job the last two, so but you don't want to rush somebody back, you know. Appendectomy, you know, I mean, it's a little different surgery now than what it was a number of years ago when you got cut open and you were out for a long, long time. But he's also a basketball player, so they want to make sure he gets healthy, you know, through the end of October and first part of November so he can be, you know, back for basketball season. But it's good to see him out there because that makes him feel a lot better and with things going on.
Oh, yeah. And that's a look at your pregame brought to you by Lawrence Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll be back here in about 30 seconds with your kickoff in Red Hill Saluki football. You're listening on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Saluki Football on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis have just ran back out onto the field. We are moments away from kickoff time. And looking out onto the field, there appears to be a dog out there. Looking over here on the 30-yard line there to our right, Rob.
Yeah, and there's also a dog in the at the 50-yard line, but that's the mascot there. Yeah, they're trying to get the dog now. Stopping at the 10 at the north edge.
I believe that dog was out there a couple weeks ago.
Could have been.
On a home game. I think I remember seeing it run across there.
Might have been against Robinson.
I think it was, but
well, it's the same dog, but it's, you know.
Just
so if that does that make 12 on the field instead of 11?
I don't know how they would count that, you know. But well,
if they come running down there, somebody runs it back that way, that dog's gonna be wondering what's going on here.
Yeah. And the Saluki out in the middle of the field, blue outlined in pink for the pink out night tonight. Back to receive for the Salukis, Drew Moore, and trying to get another number. I believe that's
one of the officials pointing down to the dog, not the 10-yard line. So
they're chasing after it. Coach Billy Gray coming in, take care of it there. Trying to shoo it away there.
Got him out into the end zone. So
would that be a touchdown? Or?
Well, I don't know.
I believe that's Henry in the end zone to receive there, and the dog's coming back. So probably a little bit of a delay here. Something out there he likes.
That's about the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
So
looks like we got a couple people coming out with some popcorn trying to get the dog off. So he's out there laying down, just relaxing, having a good old time. Yeah. He's ready for some football, yeah, too. Here he comes.
He's wagging his tail.
He's coming after the popcorn. They're trying to get him to come over.
That didn't work.
Almost had him. Got a couple people coming out there. And he's over to the track now.
I think Doug thinks he wants to play now.
We'll see. We'll see if we get back going or if they're just going
to... Somebody can get a hold of the dog. You kind of carry him over to the side a bit farther.
He doesn't want to leave.
How they're going to kick off anyway. Kicking off at the north edge, nothing.
Here he comes. He's back over at the 30. He doesn't want to leave. We're going to go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back here in 30 seconds. Maybe. Hang on. He's coming off the side a little bit.
And now he's going back.
Not sure what to do here.
Staying on the Red Hill sideline there pretty close.
But we'll go ahead and send it back for 30 seconds. We'll be back for kickoff right here on The Legend.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Welcome back, where they are still trying to get the dog off the field. He doesn't want to leave.
He's on the other side of the Marshall side. Nice.
He's just running around out there. We got an officer out there trying to get him off, and couple other, I believe, athletic director. Billy's tried to get him. I say just get all the players to start chasing after him. He's bound to leave eventually.
He's left.
But it looks like he's far enough away. It looks like we're going to have some kickoff.
Then he may come back. But
after a short delay, we're back to football. Marshall ready. Salukis are ready. Official whistle is blown. And the kick is away. It's a shallow kick. Rolls out of bounds at about the 23-yard line, it looks like.
I think there was a flag on the play. I didn't see it, but
over there on the far side line, okay. I believe.
Yeah. That may be because it went out of bounds.
So it looks like they're going to bring it out to the 35, and Salukis will show their first offensive series here.
Yeah. Well, Washington's going to kick it again, maybe.
Yep. Maybe an offsides.
There'll be a 5-yard penalty. They will kick again.
So Marshall will re-kick again here from the 35-yard line. So we will kick again. Saluki fans on their feet for kickoff. Drew Moore and I believe that's Henry Drew Moore and the Henry boys back to receive. I believe that's Volkman on the far side as well. And the kick is away. Friday night football underway as Volkman receives it at about the 22-yard line. He's running all the way back across field. Gets out near the Sulik sideline. Breaks a few tackles. Gets across midfield. Finally brought down at about the 44-yard line.
About a 20. He got a 25. So it's about a 25, 30. About a 32-yard return.
So Volkman giving them great field position off of that kick return. Pretty good kick from the 35-yard line. Volkman brought it all the way across field to Saluki's sideline and just cut it up and broke multiple tackles. Had a couple guys to beat there. Yeah. He could have had open field. And he gave the Saluki's great field position to start this first series.
At the partial 44.
Coming out in the wishbone formation. Gaither, the quarterback, up under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to Drew Moore. He's going up the left side. He's got one man to beat. Breaks the tackle. Shoestring breaks it again. He's at the 10.
Flag.
The 5. Touchdown, but a flag. It will become two flags on the play.
Ready?
So the touchdown will be called back.
Going to call holding.
Holding on the Salukis.
But he got a first down.
And because another holding call against the Salukis. So two holding calls.
Yeah, one will be accepted, one will be declined.
See what's going on here. 11:38 on the clock.
He got it.
So holding and an illegal block in the back.
They're going to watch the ball at the 30-yard line.
So
that'll be a 14-yard pickup and a first down.
So first and 10 for the Salukis. Not too bad of a run to start the series off of two penalties. Coming up to the line in the bone formation. So it looks like the Salukis are going to stay to the ground most of the game. Till the Marshall, see if the Marshall defense can catch on. Ball snapped, hands off to the third man through. I believe that's Volkman. Brought down for a loss of a couple of yards. Looks like he lost about a yard there, so second and 11. Ball on the 31-yard line of the Marshall Lions. Something different this week that we didn't have last week. We got the play clock back.
Right, yeah. Because he didn't have one last week, so.
It was different.
Although it didn't come into play, though, so that I recall.
Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither up under center. Ball snap. Pitches it out to Drew Moore. He's going to cut up the left side. Breaks the tackle and finally brought down after picking up about, looks about like 8 yards out there. Going to bring up third and 3.
It
looks like
about
seven.
So about 7 yards, yeah.
So about third and 4. Ball now on the 23-yard line out there.
23-24-yard line.
So Saluki slowly moving the ball after that big, big kickoff return. Come to the line in the bone formation. Lions in a four-man front on the defensive side. Ball snapped, hands off to the first man through. Jumps over the line. Get you a number on that runner. It is Josh Henry. He picks up about a yard. So going to bring up fourth and 3. Ball in the 22-yard line.
It'll be fourth and about 2. 2 or 3.
Saluki's got to get a long 2. 2.5. 2 to 3 yards and get the first down. Look to go to Drew Moore here on fourth down.
He's on the right part of the backfield.
Ball snapped. Huh? Hands off. Quarterback option out to Volkman. Volkman gets out to the right side trying to reach for that first down.
I don't know
marker,
if he got it or not.
But comes up just short, it looks like. Looks like it's going to be turnover on downs. Doesn't pick anything up. So first and 10 for the Lions. Ball on the 22-yard line. So we will see what the Lions do. They shut the Salukis down. Lions not afraid to go to the air in past years. Very, very strong offensive team, as we've seen. Very strong defensively as well.
And they're kind of in a big spread offense. One running back behind there with the quarterback.
Doubles right, doubles left. Quarterback Luke Cook snaps the ball, hands off to the running back. Quickly stopped at the line by a pack of dogs there. That was number
51, Cade Pinson. Was that number 7, I believe?
I think so.
And he lost about 2.
Or it was 30. Number 30. Oren Svitka. Okay. So Svitka lost about 2 on the carry. So 2nd and 12 for the Marshall Lions. Doubles right, doubles left. Cook in the shotgun. Ball snap. Low snap. Almost lost it. Quick slant route. Pass intended for number 29, Jesse Burdick. Falls incomplete. 3rd and 12. Cook had Burdick wide open. Just hit him right in the hands, right through. And
yeah, Jesse Burdick.
Nobody around him. Probably got a little nervous, heard a couple dogs around him.
Burdick's a 6'7", 200-pound junior. I remember him from basketball as a freshman and sophomore.
Tall boy out there. Empty backfield now. Trips left. One receiver to the right. Cook snaps the ball. Quick screen route out here to the left side. Breaks the tackle. Jukes a couple. He's running. He reaches. Good number on that for you. It was number 15, I believe it was.
Number 15.
Don't have a name on the roster here. So if we get a name, we'll get that to you.
10 yards, 11 yards. They're going to have to. They're in punt formation, though, aren't they?
Got about 11 there, so 4th and 3. Lions looking to punt here.
Don't know the number punting, so.
I don't know if that's Cook or Severely. Set to punt. Ball snapped, and the punt is up and away. It's a low line drive going towards the Saluki sideline. Comes out of bounds at about the 33-yard line, it looked like. So Salukis will take over. Looks at about the marker 32-yard line. So Salukis stop the Lions from getting their first down of the night. So Saluki defense firing on all cylinders after a quick tackle in the backfield for a loss of a couple yards, forcing an incomplete pass, and then a pass out here to the left side, coming up just short of the first down marker.
So the Salukis take over their own 32, their second possession. Down to 8:01 to go in the opening quarter.
Time flies when it's hot outside, right?
Yeah. And it stands still when you're freezing, right?
Not much of a breeze out here as no flags are blowing. There was a breeze earlier,
yeah,
though. Where's it going to now? Gaither under center, snaps the ball, hands off to Drew Moore. He breaks out to the left side, cuts back inside. One man to... almost broke away there. Got across midfield. Pickup of about
18, about almost 22 yards.
Right
started at 32.
Got to the 46-yard line in Lions territory.
See him 26.
So Drew Moore gets a big first down for the Red Hill Salukis.
He's had a couple of runs off that left side.
Getting great blocks on the left side, wide open gaps on the inside. He cut out and then cut back in on that one. And he's so close to breaking away and having that wide open field. Nothing but green to look at. Ball snap, quarterback keeper right up the middle. Gaither runs right through the line past the backers. Finally brought down at about the 40-yard line. Gets about 6 on the carry. Looks like they're going to mark him at about the 41, so about 5 there. Going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Salukis. 7:15 left to go on the clock here in the first quarter. Salukis playing their game, controlling the clock. Playing Saluki football, coming to the line slowly in bone formation. 12 left to go on the play clock. Gaither gets him set under center. Ball snapped. He's going to keep it. He's going to come out to the right side. Gets a couple good blocks. Hurdles the kid. Finally tripped up. Comes down at about the 30-yard line. Picks up about 10 yards there.
Yeah.
Comes down, they're going to mark him at the 31-yard line. So Gaither with 10 yards on the carry gets Saluki first down. Looks like everybody's getting a handle of the ball tonight.
Yeah. Volkman. Gannon's had the last two.
Volkman,
Moore's had four.
Volkman getting good field position on a kick return. Not sure if he's had the ball on a run play yet.
He had one, I think.
Gannon drops back to pass. Quick screen right out to Moore on the right side. He catches it. Gets down to about the 15-yard line. Gets a Saluki first and 10. That is a 16-yard reception, about 17.
Yeah, about 17 on the play.
Gets to about the 9-yard line. First and 10 on the Lions' 9-yard line.
I think they're marking it on the 14.
14.
Yeah.
First and 10 on the 14, 6:20 left to go. 0-0. Saluki's looking to get on the board first. Bone formation. Gaither comes up under center, gets the Saluki set, snaps the ball, hands it off to Drew Moore there. Drew Moore drives his way just inside the 10-yard line. Going to pick up about, looks about like 7 or, looks like they're going to mark him
about
6 yards.
6 yards.
So going to bring up 2nd and 4. Ball on the, call it 8-yard line. Fire up, Blue, let's go! Saluki's going to spread it out a little in double wing formation. Henry in the backfield. Josh Henry in the backfield behind Gaither. Gaither up under center. Puts Moore in motion. Hands it off to Henry. Henry right up the middle. Quickly stopped at the line. Looks like they're going to give him forward progress. Pickup of about 2 yards, maybe.
And he got about three yards
like
on the play.
Three. So going to bring up 3rd and 1. Saluki's inching closer and closer. They can taste the end zone from there.
They're 3rd and 1 at the 5, so.
Going to spread it back out. Double wing formation. Josh Henry still in the backfield. Gaither up under center. Gets the Saluki set. Sends Moore in motion. Drops back. Hands off to Moore. Moore quickly brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
So it's going to be 4th down, yeah.
Going to bring up 4th and 1. Looks like they lost a couple yards, maybe.
Red Hill's going to call a timeout.
We'll take a timeout with them. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. 4:47 left to go in the first quarter. 0-0. Nobody on the board yet. Saluki's looking to score first. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, 7-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, out of the timeout. Drew Moore on the carry. He tried to go up the left side there, but was quickly met at the line of scrimmage. Drove back a couple yards, so it brings up 4th and 3rd on the 7-yard line.
Then get a 1st down, so.
Look for Drew Moore on the.
I think he'll go back to the wishbone this time.
Look for Drew Moore here on the carry. Wishbone. Gaither up under center. Saluki fans on their feet. Ball snap. Hands off to Volkman this time. He gets out to the right side. Gets the 1st down. Reaching for the end zone. Just shy. Gets the 1st down. Looks like he's going to be down at about the 1-yard line. So 4th and goal from the Lions' 1-yard line.
It'll be 1st and goal.
1st and goal.
Yeah, they got a 1st down. So you got 4 cracks to get 1 yard, basically.
Lions. 4-man front. Saluki's coming to the line. Bone formation. Havel out to the right. Gaither up under center. Gets the Saluki set. Snaps the ball. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. Did he get it? Is he short? Touchdown, Saluki's. Saluki's get up on the board first with 4:26 left to go in the first quarter. Gannon Gaither with the 1-yard run right through the middle. Great blocking up front there. Saluki's going to go for 2 now. About 7.5 marked off the clock here. A couple of offensive series to score their 1st touchdown. 1st touchdown of the night as well. Saluki's coming out in a spread bone formation. Ramps around to the left, Havel to the right. Gaither up under center, hands off to Henry. Henry goes right up the middle, driving for the end zone. Doesn't get in, gets stopped at the line. So Saluki's are up with 4:26 left to go in the first quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki's lead at 6-0. We're back in 30 right here on the Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. If you're just joining us, so we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's lead it. Get up on the board first, 6-0. Failed on the two-point conversion. Josh Henry running it right up the middle. Was quickly stopped at the line. Back to receive for the Lions is number 10, I believe it looks like, Jacob Schaffner. And number 15, it looks, no 15.
No, that, well, he caught that pass a while ago. And
we don't have a name for him. He's not on our roster, so.
Maybe if he is, he's under a different number. So,
if we can get a name eventually, we will relay that to you. So 15 and Schaffner back to receive for the Lions. Drew Moore getting the Saluki set for kickoff. Drew Moore on his way to the line, and the ball's away. Onside kick and quickly falling on it at midfield is number 75. That is Kale Everett. Falling on it, giving the Lions field position at the 50-yard line that will take over first and 10. It's pretty good thinking there by Coach Billy Gray. They probably weren't expecting it this early in the game. Saluki's trying to get up ahead of them as much as they can because they did win the – or they lost the coin toss, and the Lions deferred to the second half.
They take Arctic over at midfield.
Doubles right, doubles left. Cook in the shotgun. Snaps the ball. Hands it off to number 30. Quickly brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Going to bring up second and 10. That was Oren Spica on the carry. Cade Benson on the tackle. Cade Benson just tearing it up this year. He not letting anything pass him, breaking his way into the backfield, getting multiple sacks, stacking them up. Doubles right, doubles left, cooking the backfield. Spica off to his left, snaps the ball. Quick pass there, quick slant right out to the right side. It was caught for a pickup of about 9. That is number 41,
Jacob Titus
out there on the reception.
You got about 9 yards on the play.
Going to bring up 3rd and 1. Lions looking for their first down of the night. Doubles left, doubles right. Cook in the shotgun. Spica to his left. Cook gets the snap, drops back. Quick slant again to Titus. Titus caught it. He gets, looks like, about another 9 yards on the play. 1st and 10, Lions. Parker Havel on the tackle that time.
And he got the ball from the 41 to about the 33, about an 8-yard pickup there.
Lions quickly moving the ball here. Doubles left, doubles right. Cook getting them to the line fast. Spica to Cook's right. Cook in the shotgun, snaps the ball, fakes the handoff, looking to his left. Another quick slant. Intercepted there by Gannon Gaither. Gannon saw the pass coming, jumps up. He knew that quick slant was coming out of the corner of his eye. Yeah. Intercepted it right in the middle. Came back to their 36-yard line, it looks like.
Give him about
34-yard line.
Give him about a 10-yard return. I'm talking probably about the 24, so Saluki's take over now. 3 minutes to go in the quarter.
So Gannon Gaither with a big turnover there. Saluki's come to the line. Looks like they're going to come in the bone formation. They make up for those two quick pass plays that got the Lions the first down. Gaither up under center, gets the Saluki set. Snaps the ball, fakes the handoff. He's going to quarterback keeper out here to the right side. He gets a couple of good blocks. Finally brought down after picking up about 7 yards on the carry. Going to bring up second and three. Gets the ball out to the 42-yard line.
Saluki's now have about 86 yards rushing here in this quarter.
Looks like the Lions have got four-man front. They got six in the box. Saluki is looking to spread it out a little bit. Trips left, single receiver right. Gaither. Gaither in the shotgun.
No, Moore is.
Moore snap. Goes
in
motion.
To Moore.
Hands the ball off, gets to the left side, picks up the first down, gets about four on the carry. First and ten, Saluki's. A little jet sweep action here. A little something new we haven't seen yet this year. Coach Billy Gray.
There's a flag on the play.
Far sideline. Looks like it's back around the line of scrimmage. Looks like it will be against the Saluki's. See what the official call is. False start on the Saluki's.
That's two against Red Hill for 15 yards now. So it'll be second down and about seven or eight.
Drives them back to the 36-yard line. So about second and a long eight. So Saluki's come to the line. They're going to spread it out again. Havel out to the right side. Looks like more or double wing formation. Gaither is still at quarterback under center. Sends Volkman in motion. Hands off to Moore. He goes up the left side. Picks up about, looks like he got about five on the carry. So third and three. Ball on the back at the 42-yard line now. 1:35 left to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's still up 6-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard.
Saluki's put the ball in the air one time. Gaither completed a 17-yard pass to Hoare.
Saluki's back in the bone formation. Gaither up under center, gets him set, snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper out here to the right side. He's got a line of blockers.
First down.
He's got the first down and more. He's at the 30, the 20. Oh.
He steps out of bounds.
Ran out of bounds.
Marshall guy was, had a bead on him, and he wasn't going to go much farther, but he got the first down.
Got about to the 22-yard line on the opposite field. Got it.
36-yard
pickup there. Got to the other side of the field, about 22-yard line. Big pickup there for the Saluki's. Clock stopped at 107 in the first quarter. Saluki's come to the line, spreading it out again. Spread bone formation here. Gaither gets him to the line. Gets him set, snaps the ball, hands the ball off there to Volkman. Volkman cutting outside, diving. He picks up about, looks like he got about six or seven there on the carry. We'll see where they mark him at. Got about seven there, so going to bring up second and three. Ball at.
We're not in the game right now. He's on the sideline. Give him a little bit of a rest.
Ball at about the 15-yard line. Looks like he's going to come in the next.
Yeah, he put his helmet back on, so maybe the next play.
Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands off to number 32.
That's gets Wyatt Shoulders.
Wyatt Shoulders, the ball carrier. He gets the first down. He picks up about five there. Gets to the 10-yard line. First and 10, Saluki's. Saluki's do not have to run a play here. 17-2. Clock started. So they will wait for the second quarter. 10 seconds left. Saluki's get up on the board first as the first quarter is coming to a close. So look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki's lead it going into the second quarter. 6-0 over the Marshall Lions. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. If you're just joining us, we're getting ready to start the second quarter of action here. Salukis took the lead and was first up on the board with 6 points. They failed on the two-point conversion from Josh Henry trying to run right up the middle. Scoring the touchdown on a one-yard run was Gannon Gaither on the quarterback sneak up the middle.
And they'll start the second quarter first and goal at the Marshall 10.
Salukis will come to the line in the bone formation. Josh Henry, Volkman, and Moore in the backfield. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Moore. Moore up the B gap, spin move right into the end zone. Touchdown. 4 seconds into the second quarter, Salukis have two up on the board now. 12-0 over the Marshall Lions as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis will now go for two again. Salukis quickly making a statement here on pink out night. Have the pink ribbons painted on the field. The Saluki head outlined in pink in the center field. Gaither snaps the ball. It's going to be quarterback keeper. He's going to roll out to his left. Try to sneak into the end zone. Reaching for it. Got it. Gaither with the two-point conversion is good. We look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it now, 14 over the Marshall Lions, 0. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back. After that quick score there by Drew Moore and two-point conversion by Gannon Gaither, puts the Salukis up by 14 now over the Lions 0. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Kind of a hot night tonight there, Rob. Not used
just
to this.
Just a little bit, yes.
I kind of got a little used to that Blue Ridge weather where we were going to I-70 and it was nice and cool up there and it was hot back home, but we came back and it was hotter than fire. But 11:56 left to go here in the second quarter as just started just 4 seconds ago and Drew Moore just centered right into the end zone from 10 yards out.
Lucas already had 9 first downs.
Back to receive for the Lions is number 15 along with another kid that we cannot see, and the kick is away. Beautiful kick down midfield. That is number 30. Kick bounces back towards the end zone. It will go touchback.
Nice kick in there.
So Lions will take over at the 20-yard line. That was Oren Spicka. That was back as well. So great kick there by Drew Moore. First and 10 for the Lions from their own 20-yard line. They will come out in a spread formation. Doubles right, doubles to the left. Spicka to Cook's right in the shotgun. Cook changing things up a little bit. It's snaps the ball, fakes the handoff, looking to his left, quick slant route. Completed, but big tackle there by Drew Moore.
And they got a flag. I think it'd be roughing the passer against Red Hill.
Flag in the backfield. Pass completed there to number three, I believe that was, wasn't it?
I think maybe it been. That would have been
Calvin Livix.
Yeah.
So we'll say that was number three out there.
See, they're marking the ball at, what, the 30-yard line? They're going to 10-yard.
I didn't quite see what it was.
Well, they haven't marked it yet, I guess, because the penalty's coming up.
All right, not sure what the penalty flag was.
It'll be roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer, is that okay? So I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
there.
So I saw that after the sure. after the pass was completed. So that's a 44. So it was a 9-yard pickup on the pass.
I saw somebody laying down back there, but I just thought it was a lineman. Doubles left, doubles right. First and 10, ball on their own 44-yard line. Cook in the shotgun. Spica to his left. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking deep. Has a man wide open, but falls incomplete. Pass intended for Jake Tharp there on the left sideline. He came out of nowhere, had kicked it into high gear, and was running past everybody. Just a little too high, so second and 10. Tharp, he is a 5'11", 140 senior. That pass was probably intended for about a 6'5 guy.
Yeah. Quarterback Luke Cook is a sophomore. He's 6'1", 160.
Trips right, single receiver left. Cook in the shotgun. Looks like a new back in the backfield there to his left. We'll get his name in a minute. Drops back to pass, looking to his right. Quick slant to Tharp again. Finally, still on his feet. Multiple Salukis bringing him down. Pass completed. About a 14-yard pickup, it looks like. Got across midfield to the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Lions. Lions beating the Salukis on these quick slant routes and trying to get them deep, trying to throw them off a little bit. Now in the backfield with Cook is Cade Warner, number 34. He is to his left, doubles right. Cook in the shotgun. Ball is snapped. He drops back to pass, looking to his right. He sees a hole. He's going to tuck it and run. Gets out to the right side, picks up a couple. Got about, going to give him about 4 yards, it looks like. Bring up second and 6. Ball now on the 37-yard line. Lions, slow start for them in the first quarter. Were unsuccessful to put any points up on the board, but really bearing down and trying to get up there and catch up to the Salukis. Trips to the left side, single receiver right. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Cook in the shotgun. Warner to his right, drops back to pass. Looking to his left, quick slant. Intercepted there by Josh Henry. He's at the 40. He's still on his feet. Finally brought down at about the 26-yard line. Josh Henry intercepting the pass back at the 40.
Back on the 30, I think.
30.
They run it 20, 30, about 40 from the 30 to the 27, about 43-yard return.
So Josh Henry, another interception on a quick slant route there by the Salukis. First and 10 in Lion territory.
Second turnover on interceptions.
Salukis looking to spread it out now too. Doubles to the left. Doubles to the right, more in the backfield with Gaither. Gaither in the shotgun. Snaps the ball, hands off to Drew Moore right up the middle. He cuts outside, cuts back inside, gets the first down and more.
Well, the one thing when you spread about like that with those wide receivers, that opens up Les Peters in the middle to picked up about 19 yards on the play. Oh, no.
Right around 15 or so. Yeah. Ball was back at about the 27-yard line.
Now at about the 12 or 13. First down.
Saluki spreading it out again. Doubles left, doubles right. More to Gaither's left in the shotgun. Gaither getting them set. Snaps the ball, drops back, looking to his left. Passes it out there to Ramsaran. Falls incomplete. Bring up a second down here for the Salukis.
Number 95, Ty Ramsaran, incomplete.
Marshall Lyons defense quickly picking up on the Salukis pass game a little bit. Salukis, not much of a passing team either. We haven't seen too many passes.
One of two for 17. And again, they run the ball so well most of the time. Like I say, once you get ahead, you run the clock and they...
And it's kind of hard to deviate from something like that. So back to the bone formation. Gaither snaps the ball. He's going to roll out to his left, keep it. He gets a few good blocks, spins off a couple of guys, gets just inside the five-yard line.
Looks like he must have picked up a first down.
Looks like he got the first down.
Looks like he's about the 1 or 2 yard line, wasn't he?
Call it the 2 yard line there, first and goal.
11-yard pickup.
Saluki is looking to punch it in again, get up by 3 touchdowns here. Marshall Lyon defense unsuccessful at stopping this Saluki offense. Saluki's coming to the line in the tight bone formation. Volkman, Moore, and Henry in the backfield. Snaps the ball, hands off to Volkman. Gets to the right side, walks right in. Volkman with another Saluki touchdown. Saluki's now up 20-0 over the Marshall Lyons. Looking for 2 points here as they go for the 2-point conversion. Walked right into the end zone. Just off the right side. Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither up under center, getting the Saluki set. Ball snapped. He runs right up the middle quickly, met at the line at a pack of Lions. 2-point conversion is unsuccessful. 9:06 left to go here in the first half. Salukis are up as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 20-0 over the Marshall Lions. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispil packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. If you're just joining us, 9:06 left to go here in the first half. Salukis are leading it 20-0 over the Marshall Lions. So far, the Lions are doing a pretty good job of moving the ball. They're doing mostly quick slant routes and a couple of long pass plays here and there. But
two interceptions have thwarted anything. Gaither and Boltman wasn't it?
Gaither and Henry.
Josh Henry. With the interceptions, and they set up touchdowns. Gaither returned one about 10 yards, but Henry's was about a 30-something-yard or 40-something-yard return, so put the Salukis in good field position. They take advantage of both of those.
Saluki fans on their feet for kickoff. Drew Moore set to kick. Number 15 and Svika back to return it. Svika gets it at about the 18-yard line. Return comes up the middle, cuts back out to the right. He breaks away. He's at the 40. He's got one man to beat at the 35. Finally brought down out of bounds at about the 30-yard line in Saluki territory. Svika gets it at about the Lions' 18-yard line and returns it.
By 52 yards.
52-yard return there for Oren Svika. Big, big return there for the Marshall Lions. Best field position of the night so far. So
Drew Moore was the only one that could stop him, and he did.
Lions
get out of bounds.
Lions looking to get in the end zone. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Svika in the backfield with Cook. Snaps the ball, hands off to Svika. Svika cuts up the middle, comes back in, gets close to the first down marker. We'll see where he marks that. It looks like the Lions take a timeout. And so the Lions will take a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We've got you covered from head to toe. Welcome back to Red Hill Saluki Football. 8:47 left to go here in the first half. Saluki's up 20-0 over the Marshall Lions.
Marshall has the ball, second down and one at the Red Hill 21.
Big return by Oren Svika, and then a big pickup there. Trips left, single receiver right, Svika to Cook's right in the shotgun. Snaps the ball, hands off to Svika, right up the middle. He gets the first down and a little bit more before being brought down. He picks up about five there on the carry. Gets to about the 16, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the 17. So about five there. First and 10 for the Lions. Slowly moving the ball. Lions in the red zone. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the right. Svika still at the running back. Cook's right there in the shotgun. Cook snaps the ball, fakes the handoff, drops back to pass under pressure, brought down by Volkman. Pressure put on there by Josh Henry, and Volkman sacks him for a big, big loss. Brings him back at about the 26 yards.
Lost about 8 yards.
So going to bring up about second and 18. For the Lions, 7:58 left to go here in the first half. Lions going to go trips left, one receiver to the right. Svika to Cook's left now. Switches him back to the right in the shotgun. Cook snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking to his left. Pressure put on. He gets the ball away. Broken up there by Drew Moore. Pass intended to, I believe that's number 15 again. So 15, the intended receiver, broken up by Drew Moore, going to bring up 3rd and 18. Lions having a little trouble trying to get into the end zone. Saluki defense doing a phenomenal job tonight, shutting them down, keeping them out of the end zone here. Trips left again, single receiver to the right. Cook in the shotgun with Svika to his right. Cook snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looks to his right, little screen route out here to Svika. Svika breaks a tackle, finally gets up to about the, looks like they're going to mark him out about the 18-yard line. We'll see where he's at, maybe the 19.
Looks like he picked up about 9 or 10 yards. He's got about 9 yards on the play, so it'll be 4th down.
So 4th and about 12, and Lions take their second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here this time. 7:22 left to go in the first half. So we'll look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Saluki's leading it 20 to the line 0. Lions still trying to punch it in. They're 19 yards out. Original line of scrimmage at about the 17, but just having a little bit of trouble. They've had two turnovers, both interceptions, and not having much success on their pass game. A little bit here and there, but Oren Svika picking up big yardage for the Lions.
Yeah, there are 6 of 11 passing, it looks like. But two of them in the Red Hill.
And Gannon Gaither on one of those interceptions, along with Josh Henry for a big return, setting up multiple touchdowns.
So it'll be fourth down and 11 for the Lions at the Red Hill 18. Slookie's on top 20 to nothing.
Lions coming out and spread, trips to the left, single receiver to the right. And now in the running back position, number 34, Cade Warner for the Lions to Cook's right in the shotgun. Cook snaps the ball. Up. Sorry, that was a little premature. Pointing out a couple of rushing. Now snaps the ball, looking to his left. Passes it way deep, broken up there by Gannon Gaither. Pass intended for number 15. Turnover on downs, first and 10 for the Salukis. Big stop there by the Saluki defense.
They take over to own 18 with 7:17 to go in the half, leading by three touchdowns, 20 to nothing.
Salukis have been playing their game all season long, playing their game tonight, controlling the clock, taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage, coming out in the bone formation. Gaither taking his time, getting to the line here, up under center now. Snaps the ball, pitches it out to Drew Moore here on the left side. Drew Moore breaks a couple of tackles, finally pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. It looks like they're going to mark him at. Get a spot here. Looks about like the 20. Looks like they're going to mark him out at the 24-yard line. So about a 6-yard pickup, it looks like. So second and about a long four for the Salukis. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Salukis make their way to the line of scrimmage, come out in the bone formation. Lions in the four-man front. Gaither gets them set, snaps the ball, pitches it back out to Volkman. Volkman on the right side, getting a couple of good blocks, paving the way. Gets the first down and more, still on his feet. Finally brought down by a pack of Lions before picking up about 10 yards, about, we'll call it 8. Gets out to the 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Salukis.
Yeah, got about 10 yards on the play.
Volkman, a big, big factor this season, picking up big gains for the Salukis.
Yeah, he was part of the offensive line last year. He had been in the offensive line, they moved Gavin Smith from the line to the backfield. So,
lots of changes from last year. Bone formation, ball snapped, handoff there to Drew Moore. Drew Moore breaks to the outside. He's paving his own way, dragging a couple guys along with him, getting a big first down. He picks up about 22 yards
yeah,
there on the carry. Gets across midfield to the 44-yard line. Salukis, big plays and little plays leading to first downs and touchdowns. Line defense has yet to answer this Saluki running offense. Saluki's now going to spread it out. Doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun with Moore to his left. Ball snapped. He's going to quarterback keep it right up the middle. He gets to about the 40 before being brought down. Tackled there by number 2, Brayton Bolden, or Vondelin.
He's got about 4 yards, though.
Going to bring up second and 6. 5:20 left to go here in the first half. So look, he's up 20-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard.
They'd like to get on the board again here before halftime. 40 yards away.
Lions deferred to the second half, so they will take over, come out with the ball. Bone formation, pitches it back to Moore. Moore breaks away, finds a gap, gets across the first down marker and picks up about, looks right about 11 yards maybe. Yep, 11 yards. Gets to the 29-yard line. Salukis having a big, big night so far. Drew Moore, big yardage. Gaither, Henry, and I believe it was Gaither, or was it Volkman with the touchdown?
I have to look back to my thing.
Doubles
What's the pass?
Gaither looking to pass. Airs it out to Volkman. Catches it. Bobbled. Touchdown, Salukis. Gaither from 30 yards out to Volkman. Bobbled it around under pressure. Brings it back in. Walks right into the end zone for a Saluki touchdown. Not a perfect pass, but it'll do. Volkman on a 30-yard pass from Gannon Gaither puts the Salukis up 26-0 with 4.5 till halftime. Salukis looking to go to 2. Put them up by 4. Going to spread it out. Going to go with the double wing formation this time. Looks like Gaither's going to be in the shotgun with, I believe that's Wyatt Shoulders, isn't it?
Could be.
Backfield. Ball snapped. Looking to pass. Broken up there. Pass intended for Parker Havel. Broken up there by number 8, Jay Tharp.
There's a flag now.
See what the flag is. Pass interference against the Lions.
Yep.
So they'll move the ball up, and Salukis will get another shot at it.
Their second penalty.
So Salukis, look for them to run it here on this play.
That's 2 penalties against Marshall for 7.5 yards now.
Coming to the line in the bone formation. Gaither gets them set up under center. Volkman, Moore, and Cavins, or Henry. Ball handed off, or quarterback keeper there by Gaither. Walks right into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 4:32 left to go here in the first half. Salukis lead it 28-0. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are coming off a score. Gannon Gaither hooking up with Volkman for a 30-yard pass. Walks right into the end zone for Salukis' fourth touchdown of the night. Then Gannon Gaither walking it right into the end zone for the 2-point conversion off of a passing interference penalty.
Yeah.
Number 15, Daniel Kingley.
Yeah, Gaither has 2 extra point runs. So, as we look, he's with 4:32 to go in the half. Look to kick off again. Drew Moore, the last 2 kicks, he's kicked him. He can win in the end zone and one about the 10 or 15 yard line. So, Salukis have 30 at a 28-0 lead. Marshall
finally got a name for that number 15. He's 18 on the roster, Daniel Tingley. And the kick is away. It's an onside kick. It's a good bounce, but falling on it is a Lion number 13. That is Brock Weddle. Marshall first down from their own 47-yard line. So, number 15 tonight is number 18 on the roster. How about that? Only 3 numbers off.
Yeah.
God, number 29, I can't get over. 6'7", yeah. 200-pound junior.
Yeah, I remember he's been a basketball starter basically since his freshman year, and he's a junior now. Jesse Burdick.
He's going to line up on the far side. Looks like they're going to show a little bit different look. Cook in the shotgun, 2 backs in the backfield, single receiver right, single receiver left. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking to his right side. Pressure on, sack there by Cade Benson. Or I believe that was Andrew Gagne on the sack for a big, big loss.
He was on the 40. Started at the 40.
sacked back
seven
at about the 37.
About a 10-yard loss there.
So going to bring up second and 20. Ball now on the 37-yard line. Saluki's driving him back little by little. Same look by the Marshall Lions. Single receiver right, single receiver left. Two backs in the backfield with Cook and the shotgun. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking to his right. He's going to air it out. Quick out route, bobbled there, incomplete. Pass intended there for Jake Tharp. Broken up there by Parker Havel. Tharp must have heard Havel right there on his heels.
Yeah.
So going to be third and long for the Marshall Lions. Ball on the 37-yard line. 3:47 left to go here in the first half. Saluki's up 28-0.
You got Red Hill does have two timeouts remaining, so they can stop here. They get the ball back and have plenty of time to maybe get another score before halftime.
Cook in the shotgun, snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking to his left. Quick route, intercepted there by Drew Moore. Drew Moore breaks back to the middle of the field.
Flag
flies. Drew Moore still on his feet. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, but we will see what the flag is as there's
it's
two
probably
flags
a
on the play. So Drew Moore scores the touchdown, but we will see what the official call is on those flags.
It was after the interception, so it should be Red Hill ball.
So holding. Sorry, blocking the back against Red Hill. And there was two flags, it looked like, so we'll see if there's another penalty call.
They probably would only accept have one of them to be used because of the fact that one would offset unless it was a dead ball foul. So
touchdown will be called back. Salukis will take over.
They got it. So they're going to mark it at the 40-yard line. So he had about a 20-yard return on it.
Salukis take over at the Lion 40-yard line.
And that's the third interception tonight. And that one a little bit high. Throw it a little bit high there. So.
And that pass was intended there for Jesse Burdick, the 6'7", 200-pound junior.
So he had to elevate that ball. He wouldn't have had it elevated as much. So he took a first and 10 at the Marshall 40.
Empty backfield. Drew Moore now at the quarterback position in the shotgun. Looks to his right to pass. He airs it out deep. And almost intercepted there.
Yeah.
Incomplete. Pass intended. Looks like probably Parker Havel and Volkman.
Gaither back into the game. And coming out is Josh Henry.
So Moore trying to hit Havel or Volkman on a deep pass play. Ball is incomplete. Going to bring up second and 10 on the 40-yard line. 3.5 left to go here in the first half. Saluki's going to spread it back out. Doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun with Moore to his left. Gets the Saluki set, snaps the ball. Looks like a little option play. Options out there to Drew Moore. Breaks the tackle. Stiff arm. He gets out to the left side. He runs out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. So pickup of about 7 there on the carry. Going to bring up third and 3. Or about third and 3. Ball marked at the 33-yard line. Saluki's taking their time here. 3:20 left to go.
And he went out of bounds, so the clock will not start until the place is snapped.
Saluki's up 28-0. Going to stick with the spread offense. Doubles left, doubles to the right. Drew Moore now to Gaither's right in the shotgun. Ball snapped. He's going to keep it himself.
He's right at the middle, first down.
Gets out to the right side, gets up to about the 21-yard line before being tackled. Pick up of about 10 yards there. About 12 on the carry. So Gaither with a big pickup. Gets the Saluki first down. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, and Citizens National Bank of Albion. Doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun. Morta's right, gets the Saluki set. Ball snap, drops back to pass, looking to his right. Slant route pass intended there for Parker Havel, just a little bit short. Falls incomplete, going to bring up second and 10 from the 33-yard line. Josh Henry coming back into the game. Him and Parker Havel running the plays in and out for tonight. Saluki's playing their game, controlling the clock. 2:50 left to go here in the first half. Looks like they're going to bring it back in tight to the bone formation. Gaither up under center. Volkman, Henry, and Moore in the backfield. Gaither snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper, roll out to his left, gets a couple of good blocks, gets to the 10-yard line, breaks a couple of tackles, finally brought down at about the 6. Picks up about, looks about like
about 15 yards.
Back at the
6-yard line.
Now down at the 6-yard line, first and goal for the Salukis. Gaither with a big pickup there. Looking to score before time expires. Put him up by 5 touchdowns. Come to the line in the bone formation. Taking their time, running as much clock as possible. Well, a little bit different look. Double wing. Gaither snaps the ball. Looks to pass. Gets it to, I believe that was Parker Havel going up tall for it. Touchdown, Salukis. Parker Havel with the 6-yard reception from Gannon Gaither. Going up real tall on that one. Reaching up high over all the defenders with the touchdown. Puts them up 34-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. They're going for two. 2:21 left to go in the first half. Salukis come to the line. Double wing formation. Gaither up under center. Josh Henry in the backfield. Puts a man in motion. Ball snap pitches out to Henry. Henry looking to punch it in there. Walks right into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good by Josh Henry. 36-0. Salukis over the Lions as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 2:21 left to go here in the first half. As we welcome you back off of a 6-yard reception touchdown by Parker Havel.
Looks like he went up for a rebound there.
Looks like he was trying to slam dunk that ball off of that. As he went up, he was probably about 6'5", 6'7", on that catch.
Yeah, right here with 18 first downs to 3 for Marshall.
Tonight's game brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, and Leggett Lumber. Kicking off for Red Hill now is number 11, Josh Henry. Back to receive for the Lions is Oren Svicka. And number 15, number 18 on the roster, Daniel Tingley. So Henry getting set to kick. He's looking for the official whistle, but it's already blown, and the kick is away.
Picking up at the 30.
Looks like Jake Tharp on that one gets to about the 40. That was number 3, Calvin Livix. Gets about a 10-yard return. First and 10 for the Lions from their own 40-yard line. Yeah. Saluki is dominating on defense. Andrew Gagne and Cade Benson, the two big guys up front, dominating, getting into the backfield. Doubles right, doubles left. Cook in the shotgun. Oren Svika to his left. Ball snapped, hands off to Svika. Svika's going to go up the middle. He breaks to the inside. Gets about 15 on the carry. First and 10 for the Lions. Svika with the 15-yard pickup gets him to the Saluki's 45-yard line. 2:09 here to go in the first half. Saluki's lead at 36-0. Doubles left, doubles right. Svika to Cook's left in the shotgun. Gets the line set. Snaps the ball. Hands off to Svika again. He gets out to the right side. Finally brought down after picking up about 3 yards on the carry. Going to bring up second and 7. Ball now on the 42-yard line.
Number 12, Gannon Gaither.
Gannon Gaither on the tackle for the Salukis. Lions looking to get up on the board before halftime. They will come back out in the third quarter with the ball. Doubles left, doubles right. Cook in the shotgun. Svika to his left. Ball snapped, brings it down, hands it off to Svika again. He picks up 2 on that time. Gets him out to the 40, 3rd and 5 now.
He's listed at 5'8", 135, but he's kind of shifty.
He can really plant those feet and change direction in an instant. As time is rolling down, just under a minute now till halftime. Saluki's up 36-0. Lions doubles left, doubles right. Cook in the shotgun. Svika to his left. Cook snaps the ball. Takes the handoff, drops back to pass, airs it out. Throws it incomplete, out of bounds. Pass intended there for number 8, Jake Tharp. Covered there by Volkman and Parker Havel.
It'll be 4th down. And I'm sure they'll go for it here in this 4th and 5 with 42 and a half, about 43 seconds to go in the half.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass there. Breeze starting to pick up a little bit. Can't feel much up here, though.
No.
That's the bad thing. It's come south.
There's a lot of hot air up here. Must and other people around us. That's why you don't get any cool air.
It's all the radio guys are anymore.
Well, that
isn't it. It's what I've been told.
Yeah.
Trips to the left, single receiver to the right, cooking the shotgun. Svika to his right.
Get a stop right here.
Snaps the ball, looking to his left. Quick slant route over there to number 41, it caught. Gets it out to about the 25, 24-yard line. About a 16-yard reception. Nope, 15. They're going to mark him at the 25. Pass caught there by Jacob Titus. Titus, a 6'1", 175 senior. 30 seconds left to go here in the first half. Lions trying to punch it in. Doubles right, left, doubles right. Cooking the shotgun. Svika to his left. Ball snapped. Looking to his left. Quick slant. Again to Tharp. Tharp catches it. Finally brought, or Livix, I'm sorry. About a, looks like about a 10-yard reception there. See what they do here.
I think, Marshall called a timeout.
They get the timeout in. They're going to get the first down to him, so we'll take a timeout too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. Saluki, the best way to express scoreboard. Saluki's up 36 to Lions 0. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 18.2 seconds left to go before halftime. Saluki's leading it 36-0 over the Marshall Lions. Marshall Lions picking up a 1st and 10 on a 15-yard pass reception to Calvin Livix. 1st and 10, ball on the 15-yard line. Cooking the shotgun. Drops back to pass, looks to his right. Tharp catches it. He's finally brought down at about the 6-yard line. They're getting to the line quick. Looks like they might try and spike the ball. 5 seconds left to go. Cook under center, snaps the ball, spikes it. Clock stopped at just under 3 seconds. Lions trying to vigorously get up on the board before halftime. Try to come out of the locker room and put more up on the board as they won the coin toss before the game and elected to defer to the second half. So Cook going over to the sideline to get their what looks to be final play of the half here. Saluki fans on their feet. Lions fans on their feet. Spreading it out. Trips to the right. Single receiver left. Svika to his... that was number 34. And Coach Billy Gray wants to talk things over with his team. We'll go ahead and keep it here. End of the game in the backfield was Cade Warner. I look for them to probably run it here. They're spreading it out a little bit, trying to get the Salukis off. Maybe a reverse to the left side. But look for Cade Warner. He's a little bit bigger than Svika in there. Warner, he is a 5'9", 170 sophomore. And Svika is a 5'8", 135, so a little bit more meat on the bones. But look for Warner, I would say. They've been passing all night, so Salukis have three interceptions now. They're kind of keying on which players he's going to, so look for them to run. They're 6 yards out, third and six. And
the thing about it, it should be the last play of the half anyway, so barring a penalty or something.
3 seconds left to go. Both teams returning out of the timeout. Looks like they're going to go trips right, single receiver left, Warner to Cook's right in the shotgun. Both fans on their feet. He moves out to the side a little bit more. Cook snaps the ball, looks to his right. Pressure is put on. Looks to pass to the corner of the end zone. Caught. Was he out? He was in. Touchdown, Lions. That was number 15, Daniel Tingley. Tingley on the pass reception as time expires. Lions get up on the board. 36-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Looks like they're going to go for the point after. And kick the ball is number 7, Cole Livix. Holder, number 8, Jake Tharp. Trying to get one more guy in there. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock here. Cole Livix set to kick. Tharp snaps the ball. The hold is good. The kick is on its way. Right down the middle. Cole Livix gets the point after. First half comes to a close. Salukis lead it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 36 to Lions 7. We'll be back in a little bit to talk halftime stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spouse it your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrough Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. It's halftime here at the Dog Pound. Salukis are leading it 36-7. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, Rob, it's been a pretty interesting first half so far. Three turnovers by the Marshall Lions, all on interceptions. Gannon Gaither, Josh Henry, and I believe the last one came from Drew Moore. And Josh Henry having the biggest return off of that, 30 yards. And the Lions having trouble getting their passing game going, but they're towards the end, as we saw. They got it. They finally started clicking and getting past the Saluki defense a little bit and finally scored in the corner of the end zone. Cook hooking up with Daniel Tingley to get their six up, and then Cole Livix getting their point after. They will come back out of the locker room with the ball in the second half. We'll go ahead and look at those halftime stats.
I think adding some things up, Red Hills attempted six passes. They've completed three for a total of 53 yards Ether completed long pass for to Havel for a touchdown in the first quarter, or second quarter. Unofficially rushing, I've got Moore for 127, Volkman for 25, and Gaither for 97 rushing. So they've got well over 200 yards rushing in the first half for the Salukis. Meanwhile, Marshall has, I think, about 22 yards total rushing. Passing, they've completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're 10 of 19 for 98 yards and a touchdown, but they also have three interceptions. So Marshall with about 120 yards total offense. Red Hill, they had 116 rushing in the second quarter, 134 in the first quarter. So they got out 250 yards rushing to go along with their 50 advancing. About 300 total yards in the first half of Red Hill. They got on the board in the first quarter with 426 to go on a one-yard run by Gannon Gaither. The two-point conversion run failed, and it was 6-0 Red Hill. Then with 11:56 to go in the first half, or second quarter, you should say, Drew Moore on a 10-yard run. Gaither the two-point conversion. It was 14-0. They came back at 2 minutes later, 9:06 to go, 2.5 minutes later, on a three-yard run by Gavin Volkman. The run failed. It was Red Hill 20-0. They added two more scores with 4:32 to go. Volkman on a 30-yard pass from Gaither, Gaither kicked the extra, or ran the extra point of 28-0. Then Gannon hit Parker Havel with an 8-yard pass, or a 6-yard pass there with 2:21 to go, and then make it 36-0. Then Tingley on a 6-yard pass from Cook. As time expired in the first half, the kick is good. And at halftime, it's Red Hill 36 and the Marshall Lions 7. Red Hill has picked up a total of 18 first downs in the first half. Marshall has 6 first downs, 4 of those passing it and 2 rushing. But the Salukis, they've just dominated the game as far as from an offensive standpoint running the ball. And that last drive, I'm sure Billy wasn't really happy with that last drive by Marshall for them to getting on the board, but they'll have to come out and stop them to start the third quarter, and then hopefully get a couple more touchdowns, try to make it get it to a running clock. I don't know if they will be able to or not, but it's 36-7 here at the break, and we'll see what transpires in the second half.
And that's looked your first half stats. We'll send it back from a word from our sponsors and be back with more halftime talk. Halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bogues Pizza. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back. It's halftime still here at the Dog Pound. Saluki's beating the Marshall Lions 36-7. We're awaiting both teams as the Saluki marching band is exiting the field. Drum line playing as they're walking off as well. Saluki fans giving a big round of applause for them. They always do a wonderful job here at halftime. Looking ahead, or looking back from the first half, as you said, Lions just not clicking there towards the beginning, but finally getting pass after pass completed little by little, but having three interceptions all off of passing. We've seen a little bit of run game. Oren Svitka having big yardage tonight. He had a, I believe it was about a 52-yard kick return, and got him down to about the 31-yard line, and then they ran the ball to him a little bit, had Cade Warner in there a couple times, but Oren Svitka kind of looked for the Saluki defense to start needing to key off of him here in the second half. But also a big connection, Jake Tharp and Luke Cook on the pass connection, got him down within six on the quick slant route there, and then they spiked the ball with just 3 seconds left. And like you said, Coach Billy Gray couldn't, probably not happy with how that first half ended with, I believe it was Daniel Tingley in the corner of the end zone for a 6-yard pass reception touchdown.
And he has 37 yards rushing, but most of that came in that last drive there for the Marshall Lions. Again, I had Red Hill 259 rushing in the first half, and 53 passing, so that's quite a few yards, just and a half.
And look for Marshall to come out and look for them to keep passing. Of course, they get the ball coming into the third quarter as they won the coin toss, and they're probably not going to stop. Saluki's having a little bit of trouble of stopping their pass game, and just the Lions are finding these little holes. They're hitting these quick slant routes fast and hard. Cook hitting them at the right moment, and Saluki's just not able to break down fast enough and close in on them, and they're picking up a little bit of yardage here and there.
I think Ryan's in Florida, you know, if you throw those quick passes, you know, if you get them under duress a little bit, that's when the interceptions have come. But he takes it one stop, maybe one step, and a quick pass, you know, if he's going to be accurate with it, you can 5, 7, 8, 10 yards a try. They haven't had anything really deep or anything like that. They've tried a couple times, but that hasn't worked. But offensively, Red Hills run the ball, like I said, 30 times for 259 yards. They've run 36 plays for Red Hill. Let's see, for them, they've got 29 plays for Marshall.
And two big key players for the Saluki defense, Andrew Gagne and Cade Benson, marching their way right through the offensive line, getting into the backfield, and just putting big pressure on Cook and couple tackles for a loss there, as we saw there in the first half. And just the defense has just been firing on all cylinders tonight. Everything's working smoothly. They shut them down there in the first half for a little while. But they're, like we said, they're towards the end of the second. It just, the Lions were finding these little holes where the Salukis just weren't able to break down quick enough and make a move on the ball and stop them and hold them to low yardage.
Well, and they've got some yards after the catch, too. But all in all, it's been a pretty successful first half. When you're ahead 36-7, you're doing something right. So.
Oh, yeah. And Marshall has returned back to the field. We'll go ahead and send it back for a quick couple of commercials and hopefully be back with second half action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Lowe's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Bill Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson Ford!
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carithers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where both teams have returned to the field. They were, referees were out there in the middle wanting the 3 minutes.
The teams came back on the field, so I mean, for kicking off and receiving, so they said, well,
The teams were ready, so well, they talked it over, and
yep.
We're coming back with second half action right here on The Legend. Saluki's kicking off. Back to receive for the Lions is Svika and Tingley. And Drew Moore kicks away right down the middle, picked up about the 32-yard line. Cade Warner falls on it.
Well, that thing had really spinning when it hit the ground.
Had a lot of spin on it. Started out at the middle and spun all the way out here to the where the right hash marks would be. So Cade Warner falls on it. They're going to take their first offensive series here in the second half from their own 31-yard line.
Looks like somebody was spinning a top and put it on.
So see what the Lions will do here as they come out of the huddle. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Spica to Cook's right in the shotgun. Cook snaps the ball, hands it off to Spica. He tries to shoot up the left side, but quickly stopped. Loss of about a yard there. Brought down by a pack of dogs. Loss of a yard. Ball marked at the 30-yard line. Second and 11 now. Saluki's getting a quick stop there. So far, Saluki's looks like they're going to be in a three-man front now. Trips to the left side, single receiver to the right, cooking the shotgun. Spica to his right, gets the line set. Ball snap, drops back, looking to his left, pass, quick slant route, pass caught there, fumble on the play. Up, oh, they're going to call him down.
I think so, probably. Either that or incomplete, and they're going to call him down.
Looks like it was about a 5-yard pickup there. It's number 12 on the, or sorry, number 15, Daniel Tingley.
Got about 5 on the play.
Bring up 3rd and 5 from the 41-yard line. So got about 6 there on that pass reception. Looks like they're going to come out and trips right, or doubles. They're switching all around over there. Trips right.
Like a Chinese fire drill out there.
Single receiver to the left, cooking the shotgun with Spica to his right. Left, drops back to pass. Quick out route there. Pass caught there by Jake Tharp. Still on his feet. He got the first down and a little more. Finally brought down after picking up about 13 yards. Got out to about the
10-yard pickup.
44-yard line there. First and 10 for the Lions.
It's 114 yards passing now for Marshall.
Trips left, single receiver to the right, cooking the shotgun with Svika to his right. Cook gets him set, pointing out some rushing there. Drops back the pass, looking to his right, airs it out. Tharp catches it at about the 35-yard line. Finally brought down there by Parker Havel. Pickup of about 21 yards there on the pass. Jake Tharp and Luke Cook on the connection. Quickly get in a first down, looking to put 7 more up on the board. Trips left, single receiver to the right. Cook in the shotgun with Svika to his right. 9:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Cook snaps the ball, hands off to Svika. He's met at the line, but bounces outside. Picks up about 4, it looks like, on the carry. See where they mark him at. Finally brought down out there.
Brought down by number 11.
Got about 4 there, so going to bring up 2nd and 6. Ball on the 30. 2-yard line, we'll say. Saluki's having a little bit of a tough time closing down those quick pass plays. Coming out, trips left, single receiver to the right.
Well, the main thing is if he gets some pressure on the quarterback, you know, that helps a little bit. He's had some time, so.
Cook gets the snap, drops back fast.
Yeah, he's got pressure.
Pressure
going
on.
Down.
Volkman with the sack. Big loss there, about 13 yards on the loss. About 10 yards. They're marking him back at about the 43.
About 11-yard loss, yeah.
Going to bring up second and about 18, we'll say.
That's going to be third down, I think, yeah. That's your best pass defense right there.
Oh, yeah. Volkman coming off the outside. Nobody touched him. Doubles to the left. Doubles to the right. Svika to Cook's left in the shotgun. Gets him set. Ball snap. Drops back to pass. Looking to his right side. Airs it out. Tingley, the intended receiver, falls incomplete, just slightly overthrown. So going to bring up 4th and 18 for the Lions. We'll see what they do here.
They've run off almost 4 minutes of this quarter.
Starting to look a little bit like Saluki football out there, trying to take their time. They're going to bring in the punting unit.
I can't see who the number is on punting, so.
I believe that's number. I can't quite get a number on that. Back to return is Drew Moore. Punt is away. Is a high, deep punt. Comes down out of bounds at about the. Looks like they're going to.
4 or 5 yard line, maybe?
4 or 5 yard line there. 52, the punter. Braden Francis.
There by the Lions. Be Red Hill football.
Red Hill will take over. It looks like about the 5 yard line. First and 10, ball on their own 5.
Well, in the first half, Red Hill had the ball for about 14 minutes and 25 seconds. So they had it about 4 minutes more than what Marshall did.
Saluki's coming out of the huddle. Coming up to the line in the Bowen formation.
He used to mark it at about the 10-yard line, maybe. No, 5-yard line.
5-yard line.
Yeah.
Ball snap. Gaither hands off to Moore. Moore comes up the left side. Tripped up there. Gets about 4 yards on the carry. About to the 9-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd and 6 on the carry. Drew Moore picking up little yardage here and there. Parker Havel coming in, replacing Wyatt Shoulders. Lions defense having a hard time trying to shut down this Saluki offense. Saluki's have had big success with their run game this season. Bone formation. Gaither gets him set, snaps the ball, and a flags fly.
Flag on the play.
Comes in from the far sideline.
I'm going to start completely over here. It's going to be second down.
See what's going on. Offsides on the Lions. Mark off 5 yards there. Going to bring up 2nd and short. Going to bring up about 2nd and 2. Ball now on the 13-yard line, it looks like. 7:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Bone formation. Gaither gets him set. Ball snap. He's going to quarterback keep it right up the middle. He gets the first down and about a yard more. Pick up of about 3 there on the carry. Again, and Gaither gets the first down for the Salukis.
We got it up to the 15, it looks like, so.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, and Bill Dobson Ford. Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither gets him set up under center. Flags flying. Some Saluki's were moving a little early. It's going to be false start.
False start against the Saluki.
So loss of 5 yards there. Going to bring up 1st and 15. Salucci's a little eager to get going on that one. So see what Coach Billy Gray decides to do. Looked like a couple guys were moving there, a couple of backs in the backfield, and a couple of linemen as well. So Salukis will come to the line, first and 15, ball on the about 11-yard line now.
Yep.
Bone formation, Gaither up under center. Ball snapped, hands the ball off to Drew Moore. Drew Moore comes up the left side. He breaks away, one man to beat. He's at midfield. He's got Tharp to beat. Breaks the tackle, he's at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Well, the official, I would say the official, one of the officials, he couldn't keep up with him. He was 30 yards behind him.
And a flag flies, a late flag. It's
be an 89-yard run.
That flag is going to go against Jesse Burdick, I believe. Late flag flying in right there on the sideline. Jesse Burdick didn't like the call. He thought he brought him down. He came up from way behind. So look for it to be a personal foul. Or, sorry.
A
sportsmanlike conduct there from the Lions. So we'll see what they'll do here. Looks like they'll take it on the kickoff. So unsportsmanlike, so they'll add it on to the kickoff. Salucci scored. Drew Moore on a big touchdown run there. Makes it 42-7 now. Salucci's going to go for two. Going to go in the bone formation here. Gaither gets him set up under center. Ball snapped, hands off to Volkman. Volkman comes up the right side, cuts back in, walks right into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 6:11 left to go in the third quarter. Salukis lead it over the Lions, 44-7. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Salucci football right here on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Salucci fans, off of a big touchdown run by Drew Moore. How many yards was that, Rob?
89.
89 yards.
I think
touchdown.
I've got him for about 220 now tonight. He could break the one single game record tonight if he again.
It'll be something, record-breaking season for Drew Moore. Right after the touchdown, there was an unsportsmanlike conduct on one of the Lions players.
So they'll kick off from...
They added that to the kickoff, so they're going to kick off from the Lions' 45-yard line. So Josh Henry getting set to kick. Svika and Tingley back to receive. Kick is away. Comes down about the 25. Bounces to the 10.
And that's where they're going to have it. It's one of the Marshall player falls on it back there. So
Tingley falls on it at their own 10-yard line. So Marshall line football from their own 10. Second ticked off the clock there. Not every day you see him kicking off from the 45.
No.
Usually it'd be going through the uprights.
Well, and he probably could. I don't think about if you kick it with the 45 and it goes there in the end zone, they get it to 20, so you're only gaining 25 yards. So kick it low and something, maybe they'll fumble it or something like that, or you get a deep in their own territory like it is now.
Lions come out, spread, doubles right, doubles left, cooking the shotgun with Svika to his left. Gets the snap, drops back to pass, rolling out to his right side. Airs it out deep, has a man, falls incomplete. Pass intended for Daniel Tingley. Diving for it there, broken up by Gannon Gaither and Parker Havel, I believe.
That's already the 24th pass attempt by Marshall tonight.
Going to bring up second and 10, ball on their own 10-yard line. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Varner Service Center, and Gray's Restaurant. Doubles right, doubles left, cooking the shotgun. Ball snap, hands off to Svika. He's going to run it right up the middle. Quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to give him a loss of a yard there. They're going to bring up no gain on the carry, so 3rd and 10. Just under 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Suki's leading it 44-7 over the Marshall Lions. Doubles left, doubles right. Cook in the shotgun with Svika to his left. Cook gets the line set, snaps the ball, high snap, quick slant pass out here to number 41. Pass is completed. That is Jacob Titus on the pass reception. He gets about 6 yards.
But he was going to the ground as he caught it, so he fourth down. He picked up about like 6 or 7 yards in the play.
Got about 7 yards, so fourth and a long three for the Lions. I believe that is number 52 out there kicking it. Braden Francis. Back to kick. Back to return is Drew Moore. Kick is away. Punt is high and deep. Comes down about the 45. Bounces back to the 35. Drew Moore, I believe, touched it.
No.
I thought. He touched?
No, he didn't. Evidently, he didn't. His official stopped it.
Official stopping the clock. It looked like he touched it maybe, but they're going to call it dead at about the 35-yard line. Lions player, I thought for a second the official thought he touched it as well, but.
But Drew didn't, if he thought he touched it, I think he'd have fallen on it. But.
So Salukis will take over at their own 35-yard line. I believe that was a 60-yard punt there. So 4:47 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis take over 1st and 10, ball on their own 35-yard line. Coming to the line of scrimmage in the bone formation. Gaither up under center. Gets some set, snaps the ball, hands it off to the third man through. Sorry, that's Maxfield out there. Hands it off to the third man through. Looks like second string is in. Number 10 on the carry. 10, Jacobs, Henry, or sorry, Jared Henry on the ball carry, looking at their own roster there. So Jared Henry in there, getting some fresh legs in, getting a little fresh soft playing time for the younger guys. Varsity done a great job here tonight. 4:15 left to go in the third quarter. Spread bone formation. Maxfield up under center. Double wing. Draws him off sides. Gonna get 5 on the penalty. Maxfield sent a man in motion and drew the defense off sides. So it's gonna bring up about 2nd and. Looks like they're gonna mark it at about the 41-yard line. So about 2nd and a long 4. Slukey's come to the line in the double wing formation. Maxfield up under center, sends a man in motion, snaps the ball, hands it off to the first man through. Quickly met at the line by a pack of Lions there. That was Will Stimler on the carry, number 52. No gain on the carry, 3rd and 4. Maybe a loss of a yard, so about a 3rd and a long 5. Ball on the 40-yard line. 3.5 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis lead at 44-7, as with the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis sticking with that double wing formation. Maxfield up under center, gets him set, sends a man in motion, pitches it out to number 10. I believe that's Jared Henry, a flag flying in there from the backfield. Looks like it's going to go against the Salukis.
I would imagine they might decline the penalty, make it 4th down. I don't know.
See what happens here. Officials talking to the Lions captains. See what's going on here. They're going to mark it off, it looks like. Was a holding call against the Salukis, so they declined it. It's going to bring up 4th down. Coach Gray is going to send in his punting unit here. First time of the night we've seen the punt team for the Salukis.
Bring up 4th down.
So no harm done there. Salukis still lead at 44 to Marshall Lions 7. Back to return the punt for the Marshall Lions is number 9, Nathan Swan. Drew Moore back to kick for the Salukis. Ball snapped and the punt is away. It's a low punt, line drive down the field. Bounces back all the way to the 37-yard line, and that's where the Marshall Lions will take over. Or it looks like they're going to mark him back a little bit. About the 33-yard line, it looks like it was marked down. So Lions take over on their own 33-yard line. 2:39 left to go here in the third quarter. Lions been mostly passing here tonight. Looks like second string defense in there as well. Couple of fresh legs in there as well. Trips to the left, single receiver to the right, cooking the shotgun with Svika to his right. Ball snapped, hands it off to Svika. Quickly met at the line. Tackled for a loss of yards there. And there on the tackle was Andrew Gagne. Loss of about 4 yards there. Going to bring up 2nd and 14 for the Lions. Saluki line, defensive line, having a big season so far. Multiple sacks for loss. Multiple tackles for loss as well. Trips to the left. Single receiver right. Svika to Cook's right in the shotgun. Cook gets the snap, drops back to pass, looking to his left, pressure on. He runs Gagne on the sack. Gagne coming out of nowhere and pulls him down by his jersey for a big, big loss there. Austin Phipps also in there, going to bring up about a 3rd and 20 maybe. Ball on the 23-yard line. Lions come to the line. Trips to the right this time. Single receiver to the left. Svika to Cook's left in the shotgun. Cook calling out a few last things before the ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Svika. He rolls out to the right. Quickly met at the line of scrimmage by Andrew Gagne and Cade Benson. So Benson and Gagne bringing him down. Forcing a 4th and long. Just under a minute left to go here in the third quarter. Back to punt is Braden Francis. Returning for the Salukis will be number 1, Drew Moore. Punt is away. It is off to the right sideline. It's going to bounce out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. So Salukis will take over with 37 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 2nd-string offense in there, getting the fresh off a little playing time here. Salukis take over 1st and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Salukis getting their freshmen in there. Couple of sophomores as well. Maxfield gets him ready in the huddle, brings him to the line. 15 to go on the play clock, gets him in the bone formation, gets him set, snaps the ball, hands it off to the second man through. There's Jared Henry. He picks up about 6 on the carry. Call it.
Like 5?
About 6 there.
About 6, yeah.
Going to bring up 2nd and 4. Ball now on the 39-yard line. 15 seconds left to go on the game clock.
Yeah, they don't have to run a play this quarter, so
looks like Coach Gray is going to let them run it out. 5 seconds left to go as time expires here in the third quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis are leading it over the Marshall Lions, 44-7. We're back here in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever paying Army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincent.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. It's fourth quarter here at the Dog Pound. Saluki fans on their feet, getting some pink footballs from the cheerleaders and dance team down there, the Salukettes. Got some.
What kind of arm they can throw up here?
Some of them got better arm than the quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
Ball snapped, handed off there to the first man through, getting the first down and more. That was
Ben Stemler.
Gets the first down, picked up about eight on the carry, it looks like. So first and 10, ball on the 46-yard line. Coming to the line, they're in the bone formation. Single receiver out here to the right. Maxfield is up under center. Ball snap, hands off to the third man through. That's Jared Henry. He picks up about 3 yards before being tackled there. Ball at four, going to bring up second and six. Ball just about the 49-yard line, so about 3 yards, second and seven.
I can't tell if Marshall has some of their secondary players in or not.
Looks like a couple of fresh legs in here, yeah, and there. A couple of white pants out there. Second and seven, ball on their own 49-yard line. Maxfield brings them to the line in the bone formation. Ball snapped. Hands off to the first man through. Stood up there. I believe that was Will Stemler. Brought down right at midfield. Going to bring up third and six. Pick up of a yard there. Minute and a half gone from the fourth quarter. Saluki's leading it 44-7 over the Marshall Lions. Tonight's game brought to you by Sippet Sweet Teas and Empyrean Care. Saluki's in the bone formation. Maxfield gets him set under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to, fakes the handoff. Passes it, completed. To number three, I do not have him on the
roster. I think that's Plummer.
Plummer, yep. Damian Plummer, number two on the roster, number three on the field, gets the first and 10. Maxfield and Plummer connection out there. Just a little underthrown. Plummer having to dive back for the ball. Doesn't stop him from catching it. Bone formation. Maxfield up under center, gets him set, snaps the ball, hands off to the second man through. Jared Henry breaks away, one man to beat. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown Saluki. Jared Henry
41
on the 43 yard touchdown, it looked like.
Yes,
Jared Henry from 43 yards out went straight up midfield, broke out to the outside, and it was wide open lane to the end zone.
And that'll give us the running clock now.
9:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Henry puts us up 50-7 over the Lions. Saluki's going to go for 2 points here. Maxfield brings him to the line in the bone formation. Gets him set under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to the third man through. I believe that was Ben Stemler. 2-point conversion is no good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it 50-7 over the Marshall Lions. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the Dog Pound. Coming off a touchdown run there by Jared Henry from 43 yards out. Juking left and right, spin move off a couple of players, and wide open lane into the end zone. 9:50 left to go here in the game. Saluki's up 50-7 over the Marshall Lions. Coach Billy Gray getting his kicking unit out there. A few, looks like a little bit different kicking
unit.
Yeah,
I think it's the second unit.
So, New Jersey's out there. We'll see who's kicking it this time. Looks like Volkman is going to be out there to kick it. Back to receive is number 30, Oren Svitka, and number 15, Daniel Tingley. As Volkman gets him set, gets the official whistle. He's on his way, and the kick is away. It is a good kick, almost touched there. Rolls dead about the 22, picked up there by Tingley. Gets a couple of good blocks, gets out here to the 40, one man to beat. Finally drugged down there by a couple of Salukis. Volkman and Deegan Strimmy on the tackle, gets brought down at about the 44-yard line. Lions will take over on their own 44. Running clock as well. Saluki's second string, it looks like. All fresh jerseys in there, all white pants for the defense. Varsity taking a break now. Lions coming to the line. Doubles left. Single receiver to the right. Cooking the shotgun with Svitka in motion. Hands off to him. Gets out to the right side. Almost brought down there. Broke a couple of tackles. He breaks up the sideline. Kicks it into high gear. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Lions. Svitka from their own 43-yard line. Gets a 57-yard touchdown run there by Oren Svitka. Puts six more up on the board for the Lions, 50-13.
And I don't know what time it came because the clock keeps running, so.
We'll say about 8:25 or so.
Yeah.
And to kick the point after attempt is Cole Livix. Holder will be Jake Tharp. Livix is ready. Tharp, hold is good. The kick is up. And the kick is good right down the middle. Cole Livix with the extra point and a flag on the play. And we'll see what the flag is here.
I think it's against Marshall, the way the officials talking to Red Hill players. I didn't decline the penalty, whatever it was.
So field goal is good. So, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 50-14, Saluki's over the Lions. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. You're listening to Saluki football. Salukis are up 50-14 here in the fourth quarter. 7:26 left to go over the Marshall Lions. Back to receive is Ben Stemler and Jared Henry. Kicking the ball off for the Lions, I believe, is number 7, Cole Livix. Livix getting set to kick off. He gets the official whistle as he marks off his yards to kick. Siliki fans on their feet. It's kickoff time, and the kick is away. It's a line drive down the right sideline, picked up at about the 25-yard line. Brought right back up the middle. That's Gavin Volkman, one man to beat. Finally brought down on the other side of the midfield at about the 39-yard line. Gavin Volkman with about a...
It's about a 40-yard return, maybe about, took it about the 20.
Right about the 20, we'll say.
So about a 40-yard return.
About a 40-yard return there by Gavin Volkman. Gets him in great field position. First and 10 from the Lions' 39-yard line. Fresh, soft unit in there. Maxfield brings him to the line. Bone formation. Single receiver out to the right. Maxfield gets him set under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to Will Stemler right up the middle. He's just plowing through the line, making his own path to try to get in the end zone. Picks up about five on the carry. Going to bring up second and five, ball on the 35-yard line. Call it a long five, second and five. Just under 6:15 to go here in the game. Crowd kind of thinning out a bit from what it was. I think a lot of people were here for the younger cheerleaders.
Right.
The,
they had
the parents. Ball snap. Maxfield hands off to the first man through. I believe that was, looks like Ben Stemler down there.
Number 20, Benny Stemler.
Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage. So going to bring up third and a long five. No gain on the play. So the Stemler boys in the backfield.
We'll call him Bob.
Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Sanders Family Chiropractic. Slicky's come to the line in the bone formation. 5:15 left to go. Ball snapped. Hands off to Henry. Jared Henry gets up the middle. Gets about 3 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up fourth down and 2 yards to go. Ball on the about the 31-yard line. Looks like Coach Billy Gray is going to send Maxfield in with the play. Yep. They're going to go for it here on fourth and short. See if the fresh soft can pick up a first down against this varsity defense. 4:40 left to go here in the game. Slukey's come to the line.
They have to rush. There's only 5 seconds on the play clock. 3 seconds, two.
Maxfield brings him to the line. Snaps the ball, gets it off in time. Maxfield right at the middle.
I think he got it, didn't he?
Got the first down. And a little more. Gets him to about the 26-yard line, it looks like.
He got about 5 yards in the play.
First and 10 from the Slukies. Andrew Maxfield on the carry. Coach Gray getting everybody some playing time here. Sending fresh legs in. Slukey's come to the line. Looks like Maxfield went to the official. Having a little trouble with the strap. So got her fixed. Maxfield comes back to the line. Gets him in the bone formation. Gets him set. Ball snapped. Hands off to Henry, he breaks out to the outside. He breaks up the sideline. He's looking for the end zone. Fumble on the carry. Did it fall out of bounds? Or?
Yeah.
I guess he ran out of bounds there. Got the first down and a lot more. Gets him.
He's on
like
about
just
the,
inside the 10-yard line.
About the six. About a 21-yard pickup there.
Looks about, yeah, we'll call it six. So first and goal from the 6-yard line. Jared Henry having a big night so far since he's been in. Big breakaway. Touchdown there for him. And a big game there.
He's got about 70 yards rushing.
Bone formation. Maxfield snaps the ball. Hands off to the first man through. Touchdown, Saluki. Jared Henry from 6 yards out.
Was that Jared again?
It was. Henry getting 10 more to his total. Jared Henry kind of coming up on Drew Moore a little bit there. Getting his yardage in. Salukis will go for two here. Come to the line in the bone formation. Maxville gets them set up under center. Ball snapped, hands off to Will Stemmler there. He's quickly met at the line. Two-point conversion is no good. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:46 left to go here in the game. Salukis lead at 56-14. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, off of a 6-yard touchdown run from Jared Henry.
That's his second of the game.
He had what was
43, I think.
43 yards out. He ran it in. Then add that with a couple more big runs there. He had a 21 yard just before that, and then the 6-yard run into the end zone.
Yeah.
Brings the score 56 for the Salukis, 14 for the Lions, as the Salukis come out for kickoff time. Gavin Volkman is getting set to kick. Back to receive for the Lions is Oren Spica and Daniel Tingley. Volkman gets the Salukis set as he waits for the official whistle. He's on his way to the ball, and it falls over right as he gets to the line. There's no wind, and somehow it falls off.
Yeah.
So we will reset.
Probably have it set up there real good, but I don't know.
I guess there's a flag.
They're going to call offside.
I guess so, even though the ball fell over. Billy walking out onto the field for an explanation, even though it fell over.
Now they're moving it back up.
He's moving it back up. They're going to wave the flag off. We'll reset for this kickoff once again after a little bit of confusion. Referee didn't see it fell over there from the sideline. Gavin Volkman getting reset, waiting the official whistle. There it is. Volkman on his way to the ball, and the kick is away. It's a good high kick. Received it at about the 25-yard line. Svika cuts it back inside. Finally brought down at about the 39-yard line. So about a 14-yard return for Svika. Brought down by a pack of dogs there. Just under 2.5 left to go here in the game. Lions will come out possibly for their final offensive series here with 2:15 left to go. Salukis got their second string out there doing a great job. Already have 6 on the board. Lions come out and doubles right, single receiver to the left side. Cook in the shotgun, sends a man in motion, hands the ball off there, and almost tackled for a loss. Vika breaks out to the left side, just a couple guys to beat. Finally brought down after picking up about 23 yards.
Yeah.
Gets it out to the 38-yard line in Saluki territory.
He's got 80 yards this quarter.
Svika getting big yardage. 1:15 left to go here in the game. Lions come to the line, doubles to the left, single receiver to the right. Cook in the shotgun. Sends Svika in motion. Ball snapped, hands off to him. He's going to juke around in the inside, finally brought down by a couple of Salukis, like Ty Ramsaran.
Got a minute to go in the game.
Gagne, or, sorry, 69 it looks like. Nope, that's Gagne and Ramsaran. Got three there, second and seven. Just under a minute now left to go here in the game. Second string Saluki defense holding their own in there.
Second string offense has scored twice.
Lions.
Bait twice.
Lions come to the line, doubles left, single receiver right. Svika in motion. Cook snaps the ball, hands off to Svika. Held up there, finally brought down for a loss. Tackled for a loss there.
It was kind of a missed handoff there, kind of a joke from the quarterback, I think. So he lost.
So a couple of yards lost there.
He lost about 6 yards on the play.
Going to mark him back at about the 39-yard line. So it's
10 seconds to go.
Third and 11.
They're not going to run another play.
Looks like they're going to let time expire. As the game comes to a close, Salukis will take it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 56 to the Marshall Lions, 14. Salukis win it. We'll be back here shortly with stats and a word from Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Bill Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Wilbur Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis take this one over the Marshall Lions, 56-14. Rob, it was one heck of a night for the Salukis. They were all over the place. Everybody was getting hands on the ball. Gannon Gaither was running it in. Jared Henry there towards the end of the game. His brother Josh. I'm assuming they're brothers out there.
Yeah, I'm assuming one's a junior and one's a freshman. So.
And then you had Drew Moore, as always, running the ball well and had a couple of pass plays in there. Not too many, but Marshall, kind of surprising a little bit. They were breaking in, throwing the Salukis off with some quick pass plays here and there and catching them off guard.
Yeah, they like to throw those quick passes and things like that, and they were successful with it to some degree. But the Salukis defense did come up with three interceptions, so that kind of makes it a little bit different that way. So we'll see what happens, what Billy has to say about the game. It's kind of figuring out how many rushing yards he had, 20, 28, 30, 31, 38, 39, 44 rushing attempts. And I had Drew with 220 yards. Unofficial. Well, I'm going to say it's official. So let me add up here what we got on the totals here.
And as we were awaiting Coach Billy Gray to come up here to get his thoughts on the game, it was a phenomenal night. Defense was firing on all cylinders, and Andrew Gagne and Cade Benson, as always, getting in the backfield, getting a couple of sacks, multiple big tackles for loss, and just doing their thing and playing Red Hill football and having fun.
Like I said, Moore 14 for 220. Gannon Gaither, all in the first half, 8 carries for 97 yards. And in the second half, Jared Henry had 7 for 93. He had 463 yards of offense on rushing for Red Hill. Passing, I had, I think, 65 passing. So that's over 500 yards in offense for Red Hill. So as Billy Gray joins us here, really a pretty good performance by the team offensively and defensively. I know the probably the only thing you're really disappointed might have been right there at the end of the first half when they scored. But otherwise, you dominated the game both offensively and pretty much defensively.
Yeah, you know, right there before halftime, I told the kids, very pleased with the win tonight, and they did play well. But that's when we got to go for the jugular. That's when you put good teams put teams away there, and we shouldn't have let them score, and we should have taken care of the ball on that first drive a little better than what we did.
But, you know, I had you – just looking here, 463 yards rushing, which is in 44 plays, 65 passing, couple touchdown passes there. Of course, Drew led the way with 14 for 220. Gannon had his best game running, 8 for 97. And then Jared Henry there in the second half, fourth quarter, had 7 carries for 93 yards. So that's added to your total of 463 rushing and 65 passing. I think that comes up to 528 yards. And Marshall really didn't, other than that one kid there in the fourth quarter having a big long run, they didn't run the ball very much either.
Yeah, the defense played well, and that's what I expected. You know, running the ball on us is tough to do with the defensive linemen we got, and the guys are tough on the edge as well. So we knew they'd have to beat us with the pass, and they were successful with the pass, and we struggled defending that, but we got a couple picks that came up big. And like I said, offensively, you know, behind that line, you can put a lot of different kids back there and have success running the football, and that's kind of what we've been doing. Teams are keying on Drew. Just keying on him's not enough. He's going to get his yards whether teams want him to or not. So, but when they key on him, we drop it to somebody else, and they have a good night here or there, and that's how good teams win.
Well, like I said, you got contributions from 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9 different players carry the ball. So, you know, and I think, you know, when you talk about keying on Drew, it leaves things like for Gannon and for Gavin Volkman and things like that and some others to pick up some yards because, you know, and the thing with the passing, they completed some passes, but they didn't beat you deep on anything. It was all underneath types, quick things, which are probably a little bit harder to get because you got a few sacks there, too. You got
Yeah, we expect to get the pressure, and Coach Lyles does a great job. You know, he says it every week, multiple times a week. We can give up the first down. We can't give up the touchdown, so I can live with those plays, but like I said, as this season goes on and we get into the playoffs, those plays are going to hurt you. You know, if somebody nickels and dimes you down the field like that, then that'll lead to points somewhere along the road. So we got to figure that out, but we're getting better each week, and that's the goal of practice every day is to get better, and right now it's working in our favor.
Well, now you're 5-1, I believe, in the league, 6-1 overall. I mean, you've qualified for the playoffs, but you want to get to that 8-1 to have that, and you have two two obstacles in front of you, the final home game senior night against Lawrenceville and then a final road game at KZ Westfield. But it's be senior night against the arch-rival Lawrenceville Indians next Friday night.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. That's always a rough time of year. Great group of seniors again. And, you know, it's a special night for them. So hopefully we show up. We're going to practice hard this week and make the adjustments we need to make and come out here and put on a good show. And the underclassmen play hard, play their hearts out for the seniors for one last home game.
Well, that's the thing. If you want to call it sanctioning, almost scored twice, basically, yes.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And you haven't played that many Frost-Soft games, have you?
No, we have not. And, you know, numbers, if we get anybody ineligible or a little injury here or there with the low numbers we have, it's tough to field a fresh-soft team safely.
Yeah.
You know, I can't afford to risk the guys that play varsity a lot, a minutes varsity on Friday nights, on Mondays. So if the numbers aren't there, they're not there. But this week, actually, we have the numbers, but Marshall doesn't. So last week we were fortunate enough to be able to play Oblong, and I believe we'll be playing Lawrenceville next Monday. So they'll get one more game as well, and they're getting better each week as well.
Well, congratulations on this win, and we'll see you next Friday night for the senior night game.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Ready, Saluki coach. Sorry, Billy Gray. The Salukis handle the Marshall Lions tonight 56-14. The scoring started in the first quarter with 4:26 to go on a one-yard run by Gannon Gaither. Two-point conversion failed, and the Salukis were up 6-0. Then with 11:56 to go, Drew Moore scored on a 10-yard run. Gaither, their two-point conversion, it was 14-0 as the Salukis scored four times during the second quarter. Bat Volkman on a three-yard run with 9:06 to go, 20-0. Then Volkman on a 30-yard pass from Gaither made it 28-0. And then Gaither another pass, 6 yards to Parker Havel. Henry, then it was 36-0. Tingley scored on a six-yard pass from Cook as the time expired at the end of the first half. It was 36-7. Salukis then scored in the third quarter. 89-yard run by Drew Moore. Made it 44-7 after the two-point conversion. Then 50-7, Jared Henry on a 43-yard run. That came with about 9:50 to go. That put the game into a running clock. Then Oren Zvicka scored at a 57-yard run for Marshall, made it 50-14. And then Jared Henry capped the scoring on a 6-yard run, making it 56-14. The Salukis, like I say, picking up 463 yards rushing, 60 passing, total offense of 528. I think that may be the first time they've gone over 500 total yards in a game this year.
They were firing on all cylinders on both sides of the ball, and I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to get right to it. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tonight, I feel like we could both agree on this, coming in late in the third quarter, having a pretty big night. Looking at the stats so far, having 93 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns there from 6 yards and 43 yards out. I think we're going to go with Jared Henry
tonight.
Sounds
good to me. He
had a phenomenal night. The JV came in, they cleaned up, and they got a couple of touchdowns on the board and got them running clock. They held their own against the Marshall Lions varsity defense and offense, and Jared Henry is just one of the guys that stuck out.
His freshman, 5'10", 140 pounds, and I think it's the first freshman to get one of the player of the game situations for Red Hill. What are you going to go on? I would say your sub of the game, maybe the defensive player of the game. I know you've had a couple of big – there's a couple of interceptions there. We had interceptions by was Moore and
– Gaither and Josh Henry.
Yeah, Henry, yeah.
So I think we'll go with the other Henry brother for that one.
Okay.
Josh Henry.
Yeah. Coming back off that injury, getting back into some playing time, I think that's a good call there.
He got the interception and got, I believe it was about 30 yards on that pass. That interception got 30 yards after that, I believe.
Yeah, I've got about 40 on it, I think. I can read my writing, so, you know.
So the Henry boys take the players of the game tonight.
They take home the hardware tonight.
So the Salukis roll over the Marshall Lions 56-14. Your final score for everybody. Dennis Pullen back at the station, twisting the knobs, turning the dials. For Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
Oh.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki Football brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting. This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.